before we get into the Bray Report, I just got I didn't see this yesterday. I just saw it just now. But did you see Donald Trump's tweet with Time Magazine? Time Magazine's named their person of the year. And it was the people who have, you know, the people have come out of the closet and named all the people for sexual assault and you know, stuff like
hashtag
that.
Hashtag Me Too.
Hashtag Me Tooers. It's basically they've named, I forget what they said. Pretty, the silence breakers, they call them. The silence breakers behind hashtag Me Too.
That's kind of.
Person of the year. Trump's tweet.
Time Magazine called to say that I was probably going to be named Man of the Year again, just like last year, but I would have to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said no, and probably is not good enough.
That was in November.
I took a pass. Thanks anyway.
Which is awesome. And everybody's going after him and stuff, but it's...
But he was right. He was
they don't realize that he's trolling them, and they're all acting like they're getting him. He just trolled the entire media to go after him, and he's basically like, hey, guys, hate to break it to you. I did turn it down. This is true. Presidents in the past would have humbly, you know, just said, that's fine. I'm not that guy. And I know this is going to piss you off beyond belief. I was almost back-to-back man of the year. Eat it. And it's just, it's, the comments are freaking great reading. So if you get a chance to read about Time's Person of the Year and Donald Trump's quote.
Because, again, people get wrapped up. And, you know, not every year that being Person of the Year is like this. Unbelievable.
Well, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
It's just whoever was most influential to the year. It's really no denying that he's influenced the country more than anyone else, good, bad, or otherwise.
Yeah, it's kind of like the best moments of the year. Or yeah. You can...
Or the, quote, moments of the
year. Moments of the year.
It doesn't even have to be best.
It's not just, necessarily best.
You tell me what's influenced us more...
Stuff you remember.
...than stuff he's done. I mean, you can't even have conversations with your family anymore because of Donald Trump. You can't. That's an influence. I hate to break it to you. It's in all our houses. That's called influential. It's almost like a dishwasher. They're in every house now. That's a heavy influence on the way your
doesn't
life
mean
is
it's
led.
A good thing.
Huh? Doesn't mean it's a good thing. No. I personally think that Facebook could have been Person of the Year when it first happened. I don't think it's a good thing at all. It's created the accusation society. It's created this whole thing to run amok every time anybody's got something to say. It's taken as news. Because
it's created income.
Boy, has it ever. It's created a nice little... fat pillow of money for a lot of people, but still. Anyway, so that, I find that to be hilarious. Read the
killed
comments.
Some people.
The people who hate Trump are just boiling over that tweet. That,
MySpace had an opportunity to buy Facebook in 2005 for $75
million. Wow.
They passed.
Would have been a nice move for them.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah, because MySpace is...
Tom's retired somewhere. He sold MySpace.
To Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Had a good time.
Really done not a lot with it. Although it's out there for music people. Anyway. I just love it because humble bragging makes me laugh. And when you're the president and you do it, oh, my God. That to me is great stuff. I love that. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Hooters, today is Wednesday. That means all you can eat wings, $14.99. Eat as many as you can. Blow your stomach up and go to the hospital. You pay for the hospital, but you only pay $14.99 for all those wings. That's how it works. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of fun facts. Hot water freezes faster than cold water. It's called the Mpemba effect.
Yeah, it's a Guadalupe Squares question.
Yeah.
The theory behind it is the molecules in the hot water are more stretched out, which allows them to release energy faster and freeze quicker.
Huh. So hot water is like a fat woman. All stretched out and ready to just freeze.
You ever go to boil water and then you realize you put cold water in there and it takes forever? And you feel like a complete jackass?
No.
You don't ever do that?
No.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
Never he doesn't cook.
Yeah.
Megan may have had this problem around the house, but no.
What is this boiling of water you
I know how to
of?
Boil water. I understand how to boil
you
it.
Sure
I know,
you remember?
I know
remember
what
science class?
You put it in a bowl and you wait for it to get to 212 degrees.
In the
that's
microwave.
Boiling. You can do that if you'd feel. But I've got a person for that. The woman in my house boils water.
House manager?
The house manager slash woman. Came home yesterday. House manager Megan had put these fragrant pine cones all around. And these
oh, I love them.
Man, does that house smell good. Just walking around.
Tell the seasons are nice. Changing when you walk into Fry's because they sell them right at the front. Oh. And everything just smells like cinnamon.
The bag
it's
of
unreal.
Cones.
The house, though. I mean, she's got these little decorations. They're placed perfectly. You can't see them, but the house just... Like, great job, woman of the house.
All octopuses are orphans.
Oh.
Male octopuses die right after they mate, and the female octopuses die right after they hatch their eggs.
Wouldn't that imply that they're available for adoption? They're not orphans. That's just they're solo.
Right. Well, no, like the orphans, the term orphan
your parents
is
are
that.
Dead. Yeah. But then you're orphaned when your parents die in your 50s. So my mom's an orphan?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, if your parents, yeah.
If your parents are dead, you're an orphan.
I've not considered that.
Yeah, I would assume that orphan means you're
She's
looking for
parents. She's found a new family, though.
Right.
Your mom
that's, well, that's, that would be what an orphan does.
Yeah.
You find new
but
family.
But are the in the octopus
yeah,
is a loner
child
to begin with.
It's a child who,
in the definition.
Yeah, who needs parental guidance. That would be an orphan, right? So. And then you need to be taken care of. Evidently, octopi. Able to take care of themselves immediately out of that egg.
A new survey asked people what a responsible person should take down their lights, their Christmas tree lights.
January 2.
Yeah, I was going to say.
January 1st was one of the options.
It's a good day, but you're 30, too hungover.
32%. The second, we'll say first or second, 32%. But majority, 58%, said mid-January.
No.
No.
Sometimes I'll leave them on, but they get turned off.
It is
off.
The season. But.
Like, if this year it's going to end on like a Tuesday or something, if I'm plastered, I go back to work the 3rd, I'll wait till that weekend.
That weekend.
But I'm
That'll
turning on.
Fifth,
the
sixth.
Lights aren't coming on at night anymore after the second, after the 1st, really.
My wife's real weird. If it was up to her, we would get a tree Christmas Eve, have it for Christmas, and take it down the
and
next
get rid
day.
Of, that used really? To be the way.
I don't know. Yeah. Wow. And I see people out there buying Christmas trees on Christmas Eve.
I see the
oh,
law.
Yeah, they have
open
that's
on
a
Christmas
family
Eve.
Tradition.
That used to be an old tradition. You buy the tree, decorate it on Christmas Eve,
what?
Wake up with the presents, and get rid
yep.
of the tree.
I've never
her
heard
her
of
reason
that.
Is more she hates it being in the house.
Like a tree in the house.
She likes organization.
It is a little weird.
Huh.
But
7%
that's
February.
February? You're just lazy.
I get like, so you're doing all this work.
Yeah.
Like, if you put up a ton of lights and stuff, you want to, like, let it last as long
right.
as possible, I think.
Well, then just decorate
February's
your house
ridiculous.
That way and don't make it Christmas-themed. Just have a crazy lit-up house all the time.
Yeah, if you live in Guadalupe. You can...
They do it all the time. It's all year in Guadalupe. They don't ever.
That was great passing by in July.
Sometimes in the morning, those lights run a timer or something, and the guy was all festive. Christmas in July. Don't judge me. You never know when Santa going to come. That's true. If you leave a light on, he might surprise you. Ho, ho, ho. It's a little warm out, don't you think?
Santa Claus, come to the house. I told you we leave those lights on. He come back. I want a PS4. Last year, you bring me a PS2, you cheap bastard.
I love Guadalupe. Here's another dog.
Oh, great. Just what I need. Another duck.
And that is Guadalupe in July. Mmm, smell the poverty.
Love expert Brian Howie is the host and creator of a traveling love forum called The Great Love Debate.
That's your old job, Brady.
He says women in Phoenix are the least dateable women in the U.S.
Really? Why?
Says women in Phoenix have given up their happily ever after in favor of fun Friday nights.
I'm fine with that.
And he says, yes, it... generalizing it, his assessment says the least dateable women, discredit might be a little Scottsdale slanted, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
No, I think it's crept into Gilbert, too. I've been out of the pool for a while.
Gilbert
but,
isn't
but
a dating
it doesn't.
Pool.
The,
Scottsdale-based, you don't go to Gilbert's date.
Scottsdale-based matchmaker Joan Cohen, who's been featured as a dating expert on the Great Love Debate panel, she referenced the Wallet Hub study, noting that Gilbert has more online dating opportunities in cities such as New York and San Francisco because more people have a broadband internet connection.
That and Gilbert is not a place you go to date, so you have to go online to date. You're not going to go out downtown Gilbert.
I don't know.
Swinging bitches.
Have
it's
you
family.
Been there lately?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know, but it's mostly like family
it's,
fair.
Not really.
No. Bars.
No.
Oh, look,
not anymore,
I'm
man.
I'm just telling you, it's
look,
changed.
you haven't been to the good stuff. I know it's changed a little, but I've been to two places in Gilbert in the last year down on Gilbert
that
Road.
Dirks
Bentley's
Road
a little different, but the Postino.
Crazy.
And what's the Mexican place? Joyride?
The Brass Tap right there. It is beer central.
The Joyride.
And they're talking about having beer on the street.
They've got a kids section at the Joyride.
I'm just telling you.
That ain't a cool bar to go when you've got a child section.
It's changing.
I know it's different than it used to be, but it's still kid friendly.
I didn't know. I've been there. The Joyride.
Joyride had a Little League party when I was there, and they decked out half the place. And they're still trying to sell you drinks and stuff. I'm like, I'm drinking with a bunch of children. And then we went across the way to the Postino, loaded with kids.
How long ago?
About a year.
In that year, it has changed.
All right. I still don't think single people are like, all right, guys, get ready. We're going to Gilbert tonight. I really don't think that's, unless they already live there. I don't think that's the hot singles destination.
But here's the love experts.
I don't think that's the place you wouldn't want to go there if I'm like, dude, let's go pick up chicks in Gilbert. Or would we go Scottsdale, Phoenix? Yeah. Yeah. Because you're closer.
It's all proximity. The Mormons' daughters, man. I'm
Mormons' daughters.
That
I have no interest in.
That Whiskey Row place gets packed.
And they're rebelling, too.
Yes. And they're rebelling.
Right.
I've seen some crazy antics down there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get blueballed because they rebel to a level. And then you go to Scottsdale and you bang the tramps. Scottsdale's the place to go get laid. Gilbert's a place to go get a woman who's got a hope chest to start bothering you for weeks.
That deals with dating, too, and not just banging. Going to Scottsdale for that.
So here's Brian's assessment of the best city, the rankings. America's best city to find love, according to...
Love.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right, because everybody
America's worst city to find love, Denver. Most dateable women, Dallas. Most dateable men, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Least dateable men, Philadelphia.
I think Gilbert's going to have a hard time shaking the family-friendly thing. They're going to have some fun places because they have done a good job changing the culture of just being completely boring. But they're still very family-friendly. The Dierks Bentley thing is the country deal. You're going to get a lot of those Queen Creek broads that roll in, and they F because they got nothing to do out
there. And they're continuing to build there. Yeah. And
I think it's
once
changed.
It's completely done.
I just don't think the reputation is different. Well, for people who don't go to Gilbert.
The activities in the, Santan Village area.
Yeah, see?
And then the QC is just.
Really?
I don't QC. Get out there. Yeah,
I was surprised. Queen Creek is more family, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Brady is not helping the cause by being the guy, pining away for how awesome Gilbert's single scene. And then to head off to the QC if you really want to party, you've proven my point, Brady.
I was surprised how much. Queen Creek has built up.
Sure.
Last time I was down there, but it's definitely family there.
Yeah. This guy nails what I'm saying. He goes, Gilbert is for dates, not dating.
Yeah,
not to
there
go
you go.
Bang. Yeah, I'll say that's true. If you got a date and you want to take her out to Dierks Bentley and have a good time, that's a great date location. You don't go out to get laid. Gilbert does not have that
reputation. Isn't that always the goal on a date?
Not in Gilbert. Its reputation is, we're going to have a nice time, we're going to take a nice girl out, we're going to have a couple of waters.
Go to the art house, do a painting, then head over to Dierks Bentley.
We might split a Mick Ultra, we're going to watch a local country band, I'll peck her on the cheek. That's Gilbert's reputation. True or otherwise, that's its reputation. Scottsdale is going to go spend a lot of money, try to get myself one of these whores back into the car.
Yeah, but then try to bang realize her how big a bitch they are.
Horrible person, but that's why it's great. It's because you can bang her and not care. The Gilbert girl, you actually feel bad. You drop me off at my mom's house and granny's on the porch. There's 14 of us inside. You want to meet the whole family? Okay. Next thing you know, you're in some Mormon village. The neighbors are their family, the whole thing. Gilbert's reputation is not the cool single scene. Maybe take a date to Gilbert. But if you want to get laid, that is not the one. The dudes are all, you're not decking out driving the rented Lamborghini down to Gilbert to try to bang a girl. And then plus you're going to run into a Little League team no matter where you go. They're everywhere.
Rose,
and then you got guys like Brady like, this is a hot happening
hot
place.
Hotbed, John, hotbed.
This is a hip scene.
He's not out past dark anyway.
It's a hip scene. We're going to go to the QC
from
after
what I've
this.
Seen at between 8 and 9 o'clock, just rocking. Yeah.
You are not the guy selling Gilbert to the new people. Eric is doing a good job trying to spin it like, look. Good times. You got to see it. You got to check it. I'm actually curious when Eric
said sushi down there by the Tuft and Needle place. They got a lot of good stuff.
When Brady tells me, Gilbert is a hot happening place, all I picture is Ronnie, Kirby, and Brady and the sun barely going down, enjoying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oof, man, this ale is
good. And you're right. Yeah. Families are out there when Brady's
that's what
working,
I've seen.
But once Brady's home.
Do they still close everything at 10:30, 11
no,
o'clock?
No, he's right, because now 9 o'clock is the switchover hour.
Is when all the people.
Brady goes home and all the new people come in.
After family clubbing.
I'm going to take your word for it, but I still don't think I still don't think it's got the reputation. It has not gotten rid of its reputation. I don't see people at the airport flashing cards going, tonight, Gilbert, man, you guys coming to town, you got to get out to Gilbert.
I was shocked.
Right. Because its reputation is really boring family events. So if anything's going on that's not that, again, like Herm Edwards, your bar was very low for surprise fun in Gilbert.
You're going to the wrong family event.
Gilbert is not known.
Mine are off the chain.
Gilbert is not known for parties. Gilbert is not known for, like, man, I woke up at 4 a.m. on a bus stop in Gilbert. It just, that is not the place.
Oh, great. Kirby's dancing on the bar
right,
again.
Yeah. If that was the case, if Gilbert was getting like that, Brady would start looking in the QC. And we did hear him say,
man, I'm telling you, that QC's got some.
I'm just telling you, it's congested.
Yeah. QC's congested.
But it's congested up, with Targets and Walmarts and little stores, Chipotle.
How do you go to the QC? Ever?
I don't.
Well, how do you know?
Twice a year.
Then how do you
for
know?
What? From what I've gone both times.
Is it traffic?
Packed.
I've been there for real estate plenty of times.
What?
Yeah.
Am I wrong with my assessment?
No,
there?
He's not wrong. There's a lot of people. And there's like
really?
One road going down
well,
there.
Yeah, it's Rittenhouse still.
Yeah,
right?
And it's.
Yeah, Rittenhouse is a nightmare. Kieran emails and he says, I'm dying here. Eric's right about QC developing quite a bit, but there's nothing to do here except drink. Wait in traffic because we have one road and fix the damn street.
That's the Maricopa problem. It's miserable. It's miserable. And there's sports bars there. That's it. They just sit there
said,
and drink.
That's why we all head down to Santan and do meth because there's nothing to do out here.
John, I invite you out for the scenery alone. There are so many cougars at Whiskey Row. You have to join us
not
on a Friday night.
Don't like the cougars. And what do cougars have?
Teeth.
Kids.
Well,
fangs.
So they got to go home by 10.
There are
now,
a lot of like
21-year-old
daughters hanging out with their parents.
Great. And you got to go home with both of them because she hasn't left the
house.
All
those Mormon kids are growing up now.
I know.
They can go to the bars.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
I know. But a Mormon bar, that phrase right there is not exciting to me.
Not a Mormon bar.
Man, we got a bunch of Mormons hanging out in this bar. It's going to be a great time. I'm like,
John, you obviously have no clue what the hell you're talking about. There's so much hot, slutty, scattered ass all over the new part of Gilbert.
Look,
it's not even funny.
If
you can't get laid in Gilbert, you might as well chop it off, man.
Never been said before, ever. Now, I will say this. Gilbert's reputation when I was growing up being boring was those farm girls put out because they've got nothing else to do. And they'll go back door because they don't want to displease God.
You'll love
that
this
was
one.
Awesome.
John, you're missing out. Gilbert is the new Arcadia.
It's got a little of that going on.
They just stole everything.
But
that's all.
Arcadia was too family-friendly weird to me.
John, Mormon girls can give BJs and take it in the butt.
I know. I knew that's been going on.
They just can't have the vaginal penetration.
Peeing the V's out. God hates that. But they take butt sex.
They can
like
soak.
Nobody. That was back in the day. Gilbert High girls, when I was at Dobson's. Like,
that was a thing then?
It was the thing then. It was the scariest rumor to me. Having never done it the right way,
right.
That Gilbert had already gone.
Had to start
those
that
girls
way.
Go the other way to start. And I'm like, ooh, poopy, gross. And they're like, no, dude. And that was before everybody was in the porn generation. So it was massive news to find out that the Gilbert girls A, drank, and B, took it in the butt.
Wallet Help has it number one as best city to soak.
You can soak in Gilbert. I just don't think it's. Maybe it has.
At this point,
reputation
I would take it over Scottsdale's too spread out. Have you tried to go party down there?
Scottsdale's no fun. I'm not going to Scottsdale.
And it's really congested. Gilbert, you can kind of park off the street and get out of there if you need
John,
to.
John, I'm not breaking any new ground here, but you do realize Mormon chicks are complete whores. They do put out. All right, well, there you go.
Right. I've known that for years.
I'll take it over Glendale.
I'll take it over Glendale. Don't even get me started on that, please.
Glendale.
Tempe, maybe
Tempe's
not.
Tempe's close.
Tempe, I'm going to give Tempe the nod over Gilbert for fun.
But then you're the weird older guy.
I'm the weird older guy anyway, and that's what I don't want to be.
In Gilbert, you're not.
I don't want to be the blending in weird older guy with other weird older guys who recognize Gilbert's the only place we're allowed to be anymore.
It's better for guys our age.
Henry has texted in. John, you want to do something fun in Gilbert?
Yeah.
That's
move.
Really fun? Find another black guy. I've not yet but once. And I saw one. It was my reflection in a mirror, signed Henry.
Henry is
the black guy
in Gilbert. Yeah. And that may be a sell to Eric and Brady. To me, I like some culture and diversity in my bars and little fun.
If you're from Gilbert, you combat that. No, we have Lolo's.
Yeah. Lolo's chicken and wings to draw them in. And isolate them in one location.
John, I'm sorry to say this, but you are the single worst person to take whore advice from.
Gilbert? is if that's your party destination, I'm not saying it has to stop. I'm just saying that's not its reputation.
I get all my whore advice that's from it. John Jay and Rich.
That's right.
We're gonna go party this weekend in Gilbert.
Yeah, it's just that's a phrase no one says outside of Gilbert.
I'm telling you.
I agree, Eric. Look, you're swinging me. I'm saying maybe you're right. I'm just telling you the reputation of Gilbert has not permeated outside of Gilbert. There's a lot to overcome. There's not a thing. You know, Arcadia Tavern is a fun bar. Overrun by Arcadia families and their kids so much that
families?
Half of it is... Oh, it's all it is now is Arcadia.
Really?
It used to be one of the most fun bars. They've got a cool bar and like a video game section now because the kids overran it. It's like, and normal people left. Now it's a family affair. Gilbert has that reputation. Whether or not it's true anymore, it's got an awful lot to overcome because nobody around here is going, man, heading to Gilbert. We've got everything on this side of town. Except Glendale. They might go to Gilbert just to rob you guys.
Again, and you're going to find that in most suburbs.
I mean, oh, it's suburbs. It's a family. That's the thing. It's supposed to be that. It's living up to its reputation because it's supposed to be the burbs and everything's targeted.
But don't
to
think there's not banging
demo.
Going on in the family.
I didn't say there wasn't banging.
The Peyton Place
just
scenario.
Its reputation is not that of a party town.
Rosa Beera.
And they don't want it to be. By the way, Gilbert is not going to advertise the party is in Gilbert.
When I heard they were talking about. Being able to drink on the street.
Yeah.
I'm like, that.
Oh, the Mormons are quitting their church.
Unbelievable.
That's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the best part. It's the youth. Youth is abandoning religion. So Gilbert will be different. 20 years from now, Gilbert will be fun because all that repression piled up in one little city.
You have to get it out on a weekend.
And you build bars for them. That is going to be an amazing location when people finally wise up and get rid of this nonsense. But it is not a party town as it's.
They have their centers.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, some LDS-owned centers that are...
Sure.
I don't think those are the people necessarily always going out to the downtown Gilbert area.
Brady Bogan
talking about
would be the guy that they'd put on a Gilbert poster to send out to everyone else saying, move to Gilbert. There'd be pictures of places.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe
the
same city west, maybe.
It is a family...
There'd be the poster.
Please. It is a family-centric city.
John,
they
you're going to have to
focus on
the family. Adjust your thinking a little.
No, I don't. You guys do. You guys are overblowing where you're close to. It's family-centric.
Dude, I live in Chandler.
I know.
And downtown Chandler's got like Santan and all that stuff down. I would rather go to Gilbert. Cause it's family. No, dude.
It's a family-centric
place.
Like
if I'm going to go out drinking.
Trolling for babes.
Yeah.
He's going to Gilbert.
I'd rather go to Gilbert.
Eric, you would go out drinking in a gutter with a guy with a lot of free beer.
True.
So it doesn't. I understand that you're going to go to bars. That makes sense. But Gilbert's reputation, family-centric, safe, quiet suburb.
Clean.
Clean. And it's nice.
Nick and I did some day drinking over in Gilbert after an event, after that Tuft and Needle event. Yeah.
Turned into night drinking.
And I didn't feel like, I was like,
awesome.
I don't know, man, this is Gilbert. I don't know if we should be doing this. And then I'm like, I felt fine about it. I was walking around looking at everybody. I'm like, this is great. Right. Day drinking's okay now.
Day drinking's always been okay. That was your hang up. It is a little relaxed.
There was no kids. We went into the Whiskey Row. There was no kids in there. I was like shocked.
Gilbert is not going to pass out flyers at ASU and say, please come invade our bars. They don't want it to turn into that.
It'll be my secret hangout.
Yeah. No, you can have that. But they don't want it to be the college blowout anytime soon. Family friendly Gilbert.
You just don't want to admit it.
No, I don't
you
like Scottsdale
think you
either.
You live in the best area.
I do. price per square foot will tell you that.
Yeah, and you're in a family community too as well.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Not really. There's not a lot of kids where I am. Not at all,
I've
really.
Been to plenty of the restaurants. There's families on there. But again,
please, not
later.
Like Gilbert. There's not. They don't aim it at
wherever
family.
John is, the hot
well,
spot.
It is. They just built Restaurant Row in Phoenix, and it was like it's a top tenner. It's amazing down there. And it is not family friendly.
You have to Uber to get anywhere
good.
It takes you a little bit of a ride.
No. Me?
Yeah, you.
I walk to this place.
And everything's across the highway.
Huh? I don't have to. Yeah, I actually built overpasses. You can walk over those.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. If I had to dodge the freeway, I wouldn't be walking anywhere. But yeah, we walk down to all those places. It's great. I'm not saying anything's better than worse. I never even brought my neighborhood up. I just said Gilbert is kind of a family thing. Reputation.
Eastside.
Go get them,
John. Boys. I don't even think we have cops in Gilbert. I never see them. Yeah. I'm drinking all the time.
There's no reason to have cops in Gilbert. It's a family center. Nobody does anything bad.
Eastside for life.
Go ahead.
Rosa Beira lives in Avalon, Texas, and she was going through her clean up the house and got her husband's backpack. Noticed a scratcher, Hot Millions multiplier scratch-off ticket that appeared to be worth, it said, a $1 million winner. She brought the ticket to her husband. He said it had been given to him by a friend, and he had put it in his backpack after scratching it off because he thought it was a joke.
Oh, geez.
Was not a joke.
Whoops.
They took the lump sum of $561,000. Wow. I wonder how that, I mean, the friend, I gave it to him, I guess. Do you do you tip your buddy on that?
Yes. You got to throw a couple bones that direction.
We've got family that gives us lottery tickets every year. Of course. They just say, you know, all right, if you win something, give us 10%.
Really?
Like, all right.
If it's a gift, you don't have to.
Like a
Christmas gift.
They're just saying,
this dude just slid him a card as a goof, right? This wasn't like a here I bought you.
Oh, yeah.
You're hoping they'd throw you, but yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you win.
Right. Yeah. That's not a present. That's a payback. It's like, we're in this together. No, you've spent a dollar and you gave these out as gifts. It's like if you give somebody
a conditional gift.
If you give somebody a painting as a gift for Christmas, then a few years later, that artist becomes well known and
then sell it.
The painting's right. Like, you don't owe them any money.
42-year-old Daniel Helsel works as a paramedic in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Near D.C., he's been a firefighter for 20 years and EMT for 10. On Monday, he responded to a call about a woman who was going into labor. He ended up delivering the baby in the back of the ambulance. The mom and the baby are doing fine. Then later that day, the local news reporter was interviewing him about what happened at work, and his parents showed up in the middle with a cake because it also happened to be his birthday.
Oh.
But that's not all. They talked to the reporter and said Daniel was born in the back of an ambulance.
Oh, interesting.
So he delivered a baby in the back of the ambulance after being, what are the odds?
Zero.
42 years, exactly 42 years.
On his own birthday, yep. He's hanging out in the back of an ambulance. Does he work in the ambulance? Did I miss that part?
Yeah.
Well, then the odds are pretty high. The odds are really, really high.
All right, that changes the story a little bit.
Really.
But I don't hear of too many babies being born in the back of.
It doesn't mean it's
the ambulance. But I wonder what that stat is.
Probably quite a lot. In fact, when we talked to the firefighters at the fireman's ball, I said, what's the thing you get most that you don't like? And he goes, births. I've delivered a ton of babies. So I think it happens a lot. It's really, it's an overblown thing that it has to be. We've been around
for a long
time.
Well, they say how many seconds a baby's born
right.
or whatever.
But think about it. We always go through this rigmarole and we're always shocked when one gets born in a cab or whatever. Most other cultures, babies just flop right out of the lady. Nat Geo, almost all of Africa just kind of pours out of them. And I'm not saying that's the healthiest way, but I'm saying we as Americans make birth this gigantic thing. And in a lot of other cultures, and prior to us being really, you know, proud of ourselves for every little natural thing we do, it just fell out of you.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I
understand that why this would be a story, because he was doing it for 10 years.
Sure.
Finally, on 10 years, he does it on his birthday.
60 years ago, most babies were born in a house, maybe longer than that, 70 years ago. It wasn't like some big rigmarole they had to get to a doctor. Now, it's safer this way, there's no doubt, but still, we overblow the baby falling out of a woman like it's, you know, can't live if it's not born in a hospital or a sterile environment. It can. They fall out in cabs. Some lady had one in an elevator a few days ago. It's not that big a deal. It's supposed to come out. You know that, right? It's not like
that's
some magic
idea.
Trick. Yeah.
Toilet babies.
Heard of toilet babies. Teenagers are having them constantly at proms. It's
prom night
normal.
Dumpster baby.
Dumpster
made a
babies.
Song about it.
It's not this unnatural event that everybody should remain so shocked over.
Kelsey Hall is a student at the University of Alabama. She tweeted a photo of herself in an ugly Christmas tree costume. She went out Saturday. She said if she got 1,000 retweets, she'd wear it to all her classes for the rest of the semester.
Great. This is news.
Got 18,000.
Oh, man.
Picture of her in her Christmas tree
That's
outfit.
Great. This is what I call Gilbert fun.
The other social media trend is the invisible box challenge. You pretend to step on an invisible box with one foot.
Oh, I've seen this. It's crazy cool.
Yeah, there's pretty. Some are really good at it. Yeah. And,
mostly
and
black some, people are good at this.
Plenty of failures.
It's basically a dance move. And so it's black people are excellent at it. And cheerleaders. I've seen a lot of cheerleaders doing this thing. But it's really neat. It looks like you're actually stepping on a box and jumping over it. It's kind of neat. But, yeah, look, you're going to see a lot of black guys doing it. And cheerleaders.
Can't expand it. Hang on.
That was a bad one. That's a white girl. It's a young Odell Beckham Jr. That is so cool looking when they do it right. More black people making it look great. A white girl, this won't be as good. Nowhere near as good. Black person.
Fail.
Not understanding it. Loaded with crack, my guess.
This guy again.
Yeah, that guy's doing two. He's fantastic at it. We are a very easily amused society now.
Then, this is great because they keep coming in. Another package thief is scared away. This guy set a trap. He lives in Tacoma, Washington, and he has it hooked up with some kind of a firecracker.
Oh, nice.
You pick up the package, booby trap.
Very nice.
So he's
is
got
there sound on this?
Yeah, there is.
Nice. He opens the gate to the front yard.
Yeah, but the thing
by the way, that's
nature.
A part of Pierce County that isn't the greatest.
Of course. Look at his yard. So he hops over a front gate, a white picket fence, American dream. Guy's got multiple cameras. It's a very small porch. The siding is inexpensive. He reads it. He sees what's in it. He's reading the label.
Well, is that the warning, Brady?
I don't know.
Oh. Doesn't take that one.
Oh, this
that
one. He doesn't like the top box. The bottom one. Oh, yes. And then it blows up in his face. Oh, that's
look,
good stuff.
I like how he hops over the fence.
Slowly.
And, you know what? It's kind of open.
Yeah, it was already open. It was already open. Could have just opened the door.
All right, I'll get out of here.
Yeah. That's good.
I might put one of those out just to sit on my porch for a couple days.
I would invite guys over. Hello, stranger. Come on over. Free box for you here on my porch. I'm buying everybody I don't know a new box of things.
I got to figure out how to hook that up.
I've tried to rig up a sound system. Or I have my sound effects machine, where I can't do it. I just don't know how to figure this out to make it not obvious.
Like
or
like a pressure plate?
But no, every time someone steps over onto my porch, you just hear. But I've got two speakers and a subwoofer that I'm currently not using.
You can do that. All you need is like a.
I know, but I got to wire it through the attic and make it look nice all that. So just for a gunshot, it seems a little pricey to throw a subwoofer I'm not using into the wall for the simple. Every time somebody gets on my porch.
Over the weekend.
You could go RoboCop on it. Just have that sound.
I want to stand in the window, but I don't get enough visitors. I don't want to stand in the window with a microphone and just talk to them. Welcome to the house of the future. Huh? You are a mailman.
Another radio video is over the weekend in Tampa, Florida. There was an extreme Santa! Thought Santa might have broken both legs. It ended up being a Santa impersonator. His name's George Crocus.
Oh, thank God.
He was skydiving at a charity volleyball tournament.
Right.
Crocus?
He's a metal guy. George Crocus.
Crocus rules.
He came in hard, hitting the tree, broke both legs.
Oh, my God. So Santa's not coming this year? Oh, man, he is... Breakneck
that's what
Santa.
They thought, but they look. Oh, it's just George.
Oh, Santa. Oh, my God. I hope it's. Hold, please. Pause it, Toledo, please, before we get to please. Please. If Brady's God is a real thing, let this audience in the video be all children. Okay, go. There'd be nothing better than Santa's legs blowing out of
coming
his suit.
In hot. Look out, Santa.
There's a tree, Santa.
And by the way, those were not the sounds of the limbs breaking.
No, that was his legs.
The tree limbs.
Santa's dead.
Mommy, was that really Santa?
Wow. Yeah, we got to talk, Jimmy. It's not a good day
kids
for you.
Kids, come take pictures with Santa while he's laying down.
Yeah, one more time.
You're never going to forget this day. Oh, Christ!
Pull up.
It's that tree.
That's a
so
big
far.
Tree, too. Oh,
what's that thing doing in the ocean?
Look at the other guy coming.
Why is that tree in the middle of the beach? Somebody set Santa up. I've never seen an oak tree in a sandy beach before.
Man.
Wow. we're going to go see Santa today, Billy, and he's going to jump out of a plane.
Santa's the best thing ever, Dad. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you're going to see some real fireworks today, Billy. Why, there he is now. Look at that.
Santa?
Sure is, kid. And he's coming for you. You get to sit on his lap and tell him everything you want.
Oh, I want a PlayStation 4. I want all sorts of stuff. I can't wait till Santa lands.
Christ, my legs! Jesus Christ! Here he comes, Billy. You ready?
Oh, gosh, Dad, I've been so excited!
Oh, God! Go! Oh, Christ! Oh, God! Oh! Oh, mother...
What's Santa mad about, Dad?
Santa's not going to move his lower extremities for quite a while, Billy.
He smells like mint!
Am I still getting the G.I. Joe?
Can I sit on his lap?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. He can't feel anything. He's not going to feel you on his lap. You're going to have to tap Santa on the shoulder and remind him you're there.
I told Santa I wanted a PlayStation, and he said he needed applesauce and pills.
At least he hit some kind of pine tree. Yeah. Looked like a pine tree.
Next year at this time, due to a terrible crash last Christmas, Santa now addicted to opioids.
Oh, my God,
that video is horrifying. I wish we had a closer shot of Santa in the suit getting just trunked by that thing.
This final radio video is my all-time favorite yoga in nature video.
What?
Yoga in nature.
You have many favorites?
I've seen a couple of gems. This one tops it.
Oh, here we go. Nature yoga?
Yeah.
Is it a group or just one individual?
No, just one lovely.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
She's going in the water, you know that. She looks good, though. Shirt's coming off.
This is
a woman doing a back bend over a waterfall.
All for her brochure of her class.
And she's in the drink. She's in the drink, folks. And that's her solo camera because there's no cameraman to film her going down the stream. She's dead, right?
She come back to the camera.
We heard from her. She's okay.
She's okay. Yoga's bad for you. That's what the message is. When did danger yoga become a thing? Yoga was supposed to be a safe,
peaceful,
really peaceful.
That's a nice shot.
That's not a slow-moving stream.
I need her doing backbends over that and telling me that that's peaceful. That's going to cause a lot of stress for me. Trying to do backbends over Niagara Falls is not...
Oh,
it's smoking hot, though.
That water's cold.
Shoes are ruined. Those shoes are ruined.
They found her... down the river about 3 miles.
Right. Imagine, though, she was wearing a white cutoff shirt. What she'd look like.
Yoga body. She's a yogi. Oh, man. Right there is a nice shot. And then when she tries to go that one-arm pose, that's just dumb. She hits that rock pretty hard, too.
Unfortunately,
she missed it.
It's her own camera setup. Yeah. Nobody system
There's
there.
Nobody there. She did that solo because that camera just
the ankle on
isolated.
The rock.
She's done. That's adorable.
If you want to get rid of your wife, you just have to tell her about it. You should go.
Go do yoga.
Nature yoga?
I have.
You know, I noticed you've been doing a lot of yoga in your yoga pants you don't belong in. Maybe you should do it on some sort of rickety old beam over a waterfall.
Well, maybe I will. Right after these donut holes.
Okay. You go eat your donut holes, and then we'll go out to nature and get rid of you. I mean, have some yoga.
Let me put on my exercise pants.
Those poor pants. The guy from Lululemon was right. You don't belong in those. Yeah, I saw a woman in exercise clothes a couple days ago. And the only thing getting exercised were the stretchability of those pants. That was an exercise in futility, if you ask me.
It's exercise putting them on.
It sure is. She's got big guns.
Core. A lot of
stretching
core.
Those up over that thing. Not attractive. It's 7:50. There you go. Those, my friend, were the stories of the Brady Report this morning on a glorious day. We're 24 hours away from something awful. We'll tell you about that in a second. In the meantime, regale yourself in the glory that was the Brady Report. Brought to you by Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.